Stern, AG, and Leach is with me. Now, John, we don't get the chance to mix market news and media. You know, just do both of these things at one time. But actually something I was in tune with yesterday. The sale of local television. 19 television stations, 14 in the top 20 markets, including KFSM Channel 5.
Yep.
Selling to Tribune Broadcasting. And what have you gotten on that? And I heard the stocks were going up for Tribune a little bit yesterday.
Oh, yeah, they were. And it's kind of interesting because most people may not realize who Tribune is. But Tribune, of course, is the company that headquartered in Chicago. They used to own the Chicago Cubs, Wrigley Field, and, of course, the Chicago Tribune. It was taken over in a leveraged buyout by Sam Zell, who's a real estate magnate. Then they filed bankruptcy in 2008, and they've come out of bankruptcy. Stock's only been back on the market for a few months. But anyway, they're buying those 19 stations for $2.73 billion. Yesterday we talked about the consolidation that's attempting to go on in the cable business. We talked about somebody trying to buy a Time Warner Cable, someone trying to buy Charter, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now we see consolidation going on in the TV business. In fact, last month you may remember that Gannett forked out at $1.5 billion to buy Belo Corp, which has 20 stations, and then Sinclair Broadcasting has been on a buying spree. They've been buying a number of stations. They've spent about $1 billion recently. And, of course, what's going on is summed up in the words of the guy that's the chairman of the Tribune. He says, quote, "Our investment thesis is simple. Scale matters." And what they're trying to do is to have more negotiating power with in terms of what they pay for content, et cetera. So a lot of people say that there's going to be more consolidation that goes on. Now, there's also some concerns about the concentration that will happen in terms of the TV media business. And with just a handful of large companies, that's going to be, I'm sure, looked at by regulators. But everyone seems to think that this thing with Tribune will be approved. By the way, Tribune also owns WGN. As I mentioned, the Chicago Tribune, the Los Angeles Times, other newspapers, kind of an interesting consideration there. Another acquisition that was announced yesterday that's just kind of interesting historically, Steinway Musical Instruments, yes, the company that makes the very famous pianos, agreeing to be acquired by Coburg and Company. It'll be a private transaction, private company after this. They're going to pay $35 a share cash for it. That's about a 45% premium over what the stock's been trading over the last few weeks. They said they received an offer that was just too good to ignore, so they're going to go private. Now, yesterday the market was up about 65 points as measured by the Dow, but at one time it was up almost twice that. There was some encouraging news on the manufacturing side, but also some discouraging news here too. The ISM Manufacturing Purchases Index rose to 50.9. Anything above 50 indicates an expansion in that sector that is manufacturing. But if you dissect the numbers, there were some troubling numbers, and that is factory employment that weakened sharply during that period of time. This morning, Dow futures are pretty much unchanged. We'll see what happens during the week. And then lastly, Mr. Icahn, who is fighting the battle for Dell Computer. Of course, Michael Dell and his group are trying to take the company private, $13.65 a share. Mr. Icahn's been trying to offer an alternative. People have been criticizing him, saying he doesn't have his financing. Well, guess what? He's got it put together. He says he has $5 billion in commitments and financing. He's demanding a face-to-face sit-down with a special committee of the board that's recommended that Dell goes private under the leadership of Michael Dell. By the way, if Carl Icahn gets his way and takes control of the company, he says that Michael Dell is out and he has another CEO who can do a better job of putting that company back together and fixing what ails them.
Somebody always has a better way of doing it, right?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. Usually cash ends up being the king, doesn't it?
It does. You know what? That's what's funny about what you were mentioning on the consolidation in the media business. And some people don't think that's a good thing, that bigger companies are taking up a lot of these media companies. But I see, you know, being on this side of the business, how incredibly expensive the technology is. And keeping up with the technology, which is changing, you influx and just replace equipment, and that's not easy to do. And these bigger companies have got the wherewithal to do this.
Yeah, it's also, we've seen here in Arkansas, we've seen two major announcements made in the last four business days about bank consolidations. There was another one announced yesterday. So we're seeing consolidation in a number of industries. But that shows you one thing. That shows you that cash is available and credit is cheap right now. So hey, why not buy up everything you can get your hands
on? Yeah,
and again,
like you're saying, I don't think we've seen the last of more television stations being bought up by the companies. I think you're going to continue to see that.
Too.
And cable too, yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, John, thank you. Appreciate
Take
it.
Care.
John Taylor, he is with Stern, AG, and Leach. And you can contact John at 782-2527. Also, John Taylor at sternag.com. He's available there.